The Israel Report with Rolien Marks.
Got a massive smile on my face. I've got one thing to say to you today, Rolien Marks, and it's na 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 na.
Well, na 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 to you too.
I was wondering if you were going to pick that one up or not. I should have known better. It's Rolien after all.
Yeah. That's what I have to say. And I'm surprised at the PM because he's a man of, great verbal alacrity. So, I think that he could come up with something better than na
better
na
than
na
na na na. Well, he certainly did me favors on my show because I've been doing all the memes during the afternoon and they are fantastic. But yesterday you alerted us to the fact that there was going to be a security briefing last night for the Israeli cabinet. What happened, really?
Yes, and as we said yesterday, it's not necessarily always what we think it is. This is the Middle East, and of course, anything can happen. And this story was heavily embargoed. All we knew was that Israeli officials were involved in high-level discussion with Russian officials over something humanitarian in Syria. Now, of course, there's always speculation when we hear of Syria and we hear of any efforts. Our immediate thoughts go to two things. Either Operation Good Neighbor, which is the extraordinary story of how the IDF looked after Israeli civilians, brought them to receive medical care during the civil war. Or we think of Eli Cohen, the Israeli spy whose remains are still in Syria. We don't know exactly where. But today we do have more clarification on the story. What we do know is that the Israeli authorities called for help from Russia to help negotiate a prisoner swap. Unconfirmed reports coming in that an Orthodox, ultra-Orthodox woman from Modi'in Elit, that's just up the road from me, wandered into Syria. How she did this, don't ask me. Yes,
wow.
She wandered into Syria and was, of course, immediately arrested. It has been confirmed that it's an Israeli woman. Unconfirmed reports coming in through Israel's Channel 12 that she's an ultra-Orthodox woman, which is probably absolutely terrifying for her, considering the background that somebody, from this community would know very, very I don't want to use the word cosseted, but very, very isolated, protected community. What we do know is that the Israeli authorities are prepared to reach or to release two Syrian prisoners that are incarcerated in Israel for exchange for her. And we also know that Israeli officials have flown to Moscow to try and broker this as soon as possible. So that is the story, but a lot of conjecture yesterday. I mean, I had quite a number of people through various sources saying to me, is it Eli Cohen? And, of course, I knew nothing.
Very, very interesting. We'll certainly watch that one. Tensions between Israel and Iran heightening. Lots of talk about enrichment and not enrichment. Israel doing all sorts of military exercises. Where are we with that?
Well, it's very interesting. We also have had confirmed reports today that the E3, that is Britain, Germany and France, will meet with Secretary of State Blinken to discuss Iran, and then there will be a briefing given afterwards. But what we do know is the Secretary of State has said again that, all channels are open when dealing with Iran, including diplomacy, but they have to come back to the point of compliance. Now, Iran, in many of our opinions, is way past the point of compliance. We doubt that they have any sincere intention of returning to that point. And we also know that Iran works through its proxies, Hezbollah in the north, Hamas in the south, and other terror organizations. And the IAF concluded yesterday 3 days of intensive training, running through drills. This is something that the army has been doing over the last couple of months and will continue into the summer, is drills simulating any kind of scenario. Last week, we chatted a bit about the fact that Israeli military intelligence released their assessment or their predictions for 2021, including in that is not an all-out war with Hezbollah, and we have to stress it's Hezbollah, not Lebanon, specifically Hezbollah. They don't think that's going to happen, but we might see several escalations throughout the course of the year. And Hassan Nasrallah, probably from somewhere in his bunker, he is the leader of Hezbollah, threatening back that, basically Hezbollah not going to stand by while Israel practices these kind of maneuvers.
And then Blinken apparently saying that diplomacy is still an option for Iran. I wonder on what basis he would come to a conclusion like that in light of actions taken by Iran. Where's there room for an interpretation like that, Rolene?
Well, I think they're going to want to try and keep America and the region here out of a war scenario. You know, nobody wants to just immediately have to rely on military options. We have to look at all the options. You know, this has very, very real ramifications for the Israeli people, for the people of the region. And while we're speaking of the people of the region, now, we've just had our first message from the new ambassador to the UAE, who says, Marhaba, Bruchim Habaim, and welcome. He's very, very excited to come to his embassy very, very soon. Also, another country that you can be sure will be engaging with both America and the Israelis, along with Saudis and other Gulf states, with the situation here as it unfolds. But we're going to look at all options, I think, before having to rely on a military option.
So very few issues that I've raised with you over the past 2 years have made you as angry as the one I raised with you 2 days ago, which was about the telephone call, the Bibi Biden telephone call. And you want to talk about it again?
Okay, I just want to clarify, I'm not angry, but for us here in Israel, it's a non-story. We tend to look here at things, at all the moving parts. But everybody take a deep breath. Because we have it from the White House that as soon as the president calls the Middle East, his first person he's going to call is his old friend, Prime Minister Netanyahu. I think very often we get so caught up in perceived slights or, diplomatic issues or the changes of administrations, frightens people. Will it be deja vu? What are we going to endure here? But rest assured, the Prime Minister's not worried. I promise you that. The Prime Minister's not going to pick up the phone and go, na, 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 na.
No, he's definitely not. Okay, so let's move on to something really disturbing. Child Soldier Week. Is this an issue in the Middle East? I know in Africa they're child soldiers. I didn't know in the Middle East there were.
It's very much an issue, and I'll tell you why. We sit with on our border areas like Gaza, where children have been weaponized by terror entities. You know, they're taught from a very young age, and not just in Gaza, in the West Bank as well. Children are taught from an early age to hate Jews, to hate Israelis. They are raised on that diet, and we've seen over the last couple of decades the weaponizing of children. Either they are forced to become combatants and pushed into the front line or used as human shields in times of war. We've all seen those horrendous images of children in Hamas summer camps, which are basically paramilitary training camps. Over the last couple of years, where Israel has seen a significant uptick in the amount of stabbing attacks, this is what we are talking about when we talk about child soldiers. And it's an issue that needs a lot of attention. It's not just young children who are pulled into militias or pulled into armies, given a gun and taught to fight. There are other ways in which children are weaponized in a time of conflict to become combatants. One of the famous examples right here in the Middle East are the March of Return, where children were pushed to the front line to try and start riots, to try and provoke soldiers. We've seen the stabbing attacks on Israeli civilians and soldiers. This is what we are talking about, not to mention the horrific phenomenon of suicide bombers, because children are easy to manipulate. They don't understand the severity of the consequences of their actions. And this is a week that is dedicated to talking about child soldiers. And, you know, we want to take a minute to look at the horrific phenomenon of Palestinian child soldiers, which, in my opinion, is the greatest form of child abuse, or grossest form of child abuse.
Right, and Mark's 5:30. We have to leave it there. But you and I will chat the same time tomorrow.
Well, to you too, Simon.
Cheers, Rolene. Gosh, I love that woman.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.